So while health and wealth usually do go together, that's not always the case. Consider this tale from India. One region of that country has long enjoyed good public health despite deep poverty. Yet now that its residents are growing richer, overall health appears to be declining. David Cohn has our report.
The Indian state of Kerala occupies a narrow strip along the country's southwestern coast. It's a tropical region, popular with tourists and home to 18 million residents. Over the past half century, Kerala has been a model for poor countries around the world. It's shown that even people with little money can enjoy good health. Life expectancy here is about the same as the U.S., and 15 years longer than the rest of India. Infant mortality here is 6 times lower than the rest of India. Here at Women's and Children's Public Hospital in Kerala's capital city, Trivandrum, 6,500 babies were born last year, and not one died. This is a no-frills hospital. There are no pain medications or epidurals, and it's crowded. Patients often lie on mats on the floor. But the care is good, and the government encourages poor women to give birth in hospitals like this. It's much safer than having a baby at home. Bina is a 24-year-old patient from a nearby fishing village. She just had her second child.
So I was born in my home. My mother delivered me in my home. But nowadays, all other women in my village go to the hospital for delivery.
Experts credit Kerala's public hospitals and clinics with keeping the population healthy. But this model health system is showing signs of strain. Dr. K.R. Tonkapan is an epidemiologist at Kerala's Center for Health Science Studies. He points to the rate of childhood vaccination, a key measure of healthcare success.
It has gone down by about 5%. And in certain districts like one of the northern districts, Malappuram, it has gone down drastically.
Over the past few years, Kerala has seen repeated epidemics of infectious disease, including typhoid. At the same time, there's been a steep rise in chronic illness like heart disease and diabetes, mostly a result of Indians becoming more prosperous, less active, and fatter. Dr. V. Ramankudi, also at the Center for Health Science Studies, says these so-called lifestyle ailments require different approaches.
The system was designed for tackling problems of poverty and underdevelopment, like infectious diseases, malnutrition. Of course, we have not solved all those problems, but there is a looming, non-communicable disease problem staring at us. You know, we have strokes, diabetes. So the system currently is not geared to meet those challenges.
But experts say there's a broader problem. India's new affluence has caused a growing divide between rich and poor, and undermine support for public hospitals. Kerala's past success was due to a populace that demanded good health care for all. Politicians here knew they had to deliver on excellent public health care or find a new job. But the burgeoning middle class now relies on a growing network of expensive private hospitals. So support for public health care is not as high. Funding has gone down, and the system is fraying. One of the new private hospitals is the Kerala Institute of Medical Science, a high-rise with a sea view. That's where I met a diabetic engineer, lying on a new bed in a private room. He told me why he'd left inexpensive public care behind.
In the private hospitals, we have doctors who are much experienced. Many of the doctors in the private hospitals are retired persons or doctors who have taken leave from the government service.
Indeed, many doctors are leaving the government system for better-paying jobs in private hospitals. The result? People in Kerala are losing confidence in government hospitals. Again, here's Dr. Ramankudi.
People no longer see the government health institution as a place where they go by choice. They would go only if there is no other option.
Increasingly, Kerala has a two-tiered system. Good care for those with money, inferior care for the rest. Harvard School of Public Health professor Ajay Mahal is an expert on healthcare in the developing world. He says Kerala could foreshadow problems the rest of India will soon face. Overall, he says the country is relying more and more on private care.
I think anybody who's concerned about human development outcomes has to be concerned about the fact that whether in Kerala or in other parts of India, there are very large numbers of people who are going to not have very good health outcomes. And I would expect much higher rates of disability among the less well-off. And that's not a good future.
Mahal notes that China, too, is experiencing a growing healthcare divide between rich and poor. And he says the U.S. faces a similar situation. Lots of private healthcare and growing inequality. A recent study backs him up. While much of the U.S. is enjoying increases in life expectancy, some impoverished regions are seeing declines. It's the first time that's ever happened, that even as America grows richer, some of its citizens are dying younger. And some say that's a lesson India should heed. For the world, I'm David Cohn, Kerala, India.